Now, most people have heard of the tic disorder, which is known as Tourette's syndrome, but not many people know the various ways that it can affect people or just how widespread it is. Someone who's trying to change that is Bridget Carter, who, along with her husband Peter, runs the Essex Tourette's Action Group based in Shenfield. And Bridget joins me on the line now. Good morning to you, Bridget.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You okay?
Yes, a bit excited today. We've got a charity head shave for Tourette's today.
Which is very, very exciting because that's in aid of your group, which you run. Tell us a little bit about that in a moment. First of all, though, Bridget, just briefly, I know you're coming on the programme in a couple of weeks' time along with your daughter Emily, who has Tourette's, and other members of the group as well, to tell us exactly what it is and how it affects people. Just briefly, though, how do you define Tourette's? Does it have a single definition?
Tourette's is a neurological condition, so it affects the brain and the nervous system. It's really characterised by a combination of things, involuntary noises and movements, which, as you say, they call tics. So the sounds could be anything from grunting, coughing, shouting out words, sniffing, and then you've got your physical movement, which could be jerking your head, jumping up and down, waving your arms around, anything really. It just depends what your noise or movement might be, and of course there could be a lot more than two or three.
What people think of course, is the involuntary swearing, but obviously whilst that's part of it, there's a lot more to Tourette's than that. How many people are thought to have some form of Tourette's?
Well, it's more common than people think. It allegedly affects around 1 in every 100 people. So it's quite a big... 1 in 100 is
that's quite a lot, isn't it?
Quite a lot, really.
They
do believe that there is possibly over 6,000 people in Essex alone.
Wow.
We've looked at statistics over the last weekend, and so really the point of Essex Group is to try and find those people. Not everybody wants help or support, but not everybody knows that help and support is out there.
So it's a case of having the groups, which if people do want to get together with other people, then they've got the opportunity to do that. You've got a new home, haven't you, for the Essex Tourette's Action Group?
We have.
And that's what the head shave. It's Kathy Rout, who's doing this afternoon. Tell us what it's about and why she's doing it, Bridget.
Her son has Tourette's. He's recently been diagnosed. And Kathy just thought it would be a lovely way to raise money for the Essex Support Group and for Tourette's as a whole. So raising awareness, people are going to take notice if you're shaving your head. It's not just like jogging or cycling or running up a mountain. If you're going to be serious and shave all your hair off, people will take notice.
Absolutely.
So she's raised over £400 so far.
Great.
She does have a Just Giving page, but... That is on Twitter, and I noticed that's on your Twitter feed for Phoenix. Sorry, the dog's barking.
No problem.
But yes, she, you know, her passion is to raise support and awareness for her son as much as anybody else's.
So it's twofold, really. It's about raising money and also raising awareness, not only of Tourette's, but also of the local support group. Who's actually doing the head shave for her?
We've got Richard coming down from Headlines in Shenfield. They very kindly said they would come and do it for us, so it's at least done properly. And they're coming down at 2:45 today to the Willowbrook Hall in Hutton. And yes, she's going to sit there and have all her hair shaved off, and we're going to video it so that people can see what their money went towards.
Oh, it's a fantastic thing to do. It's a very brave thing to do. So the very, very best of luck to Kathy. Bridget, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us this morning a little bit about the group, and in particular what Kathy is doing this afternoon. Before you go, I believe you're looking forward to listening to my guests, Jess and Jamie, a little bit later on from Shenfield Operatic.
I am, yes. I've already tweeted Jess this morning. So, yes, I've already got tickets for Copacabana, and people must go because they put on a fantastic show, whatever they do.
They certainly do.
All of them.
And Hornchurch Theatre is a great venue as well.
It is, yes, it's a fantastic venue.
So, very much looking forward to that. Listen, Bridget, do wish Kathy the very best of luck from us at Phoenix. Looking forward very much to meeting you when you come onto the programme in a couple of weeks' time to tell us more about Tourette's and about the group.
Thank you.
That's Bridget Carter from the Essex Tourette's Action Group. And Bridget and her husband Peter are going to be joining me, as I say, on the programme in 2 weeks' time to talk more about Tourette's, along with their daughter Emily, and also Kathy herself and her son Cameron. And if you would like to sponsor Kathy with her head shave, all you need to do is go to her Just Giving page, justgiving.com/Kathleen-Rout1. And Kathleen is spelt K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.